Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Every time I open my eyes, I see the universe inside of me. When I choose to live intentionally, I create my reality. Love, joy, harmony inside of me. Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Love, joy, bliss inside of me.
Greetings. Thank you for joining the call. Give your heart to God. Interesting topic. Let me send out, I think I sent out, some people are saying they didn't get the information, so hold on 1 second. Okay, so thank you for joining the call. Some people are just hopping on. Some people are saying that they're going to catch the archive, and that's cool. What we do is we usually, and I'm undoing my earbuds so I can talk on my earbuds. I won't be talking to this device. But what we usually do is we tune in. Sometimes we don't tune in. And then we listen to the archive. So just be prepared to take notes. Be prepared to be in a space where you can do some self-reflection and where you can be honest with yourself. And I think it may be a good idea to go through the entire call without interruption. So that's what I think. I am putting myself in the, I'm going to need a mic check, though, so can somebody text me and let me know that you hear me while I just switched devices? So just shoot me a text. Let me know how my mic sounds. If I can continue on this way. Okay, great. Great. Thank you. So we're going to continue. Now, this particular class, the title of the class started from a live that I did one night. And so then we said we're going to go ahead and do a call on it, a class on it. And I really felt that it was needed because giving your heart to God, I feel like in ways we could have done that, but we didn't do it in the right way. You know, we didn't do it in the right way. And so many times people you know, it almost, for some of us, and we could have discussed this even in the prayer class, for some of us that feel like, you know, we surrendered to something because of punishment, like what may end up happening. And so I'm not sure if we actually really gave our hearts to God, if that's such a thing, you know, in the way that it was presented to us. And so I felt like with what's going on in society now, I felt like it would be a good time to really fully give your heart to God. And my mother said this one time to me. She said, you know, she looked at me and she said, you know, I feel like if you just gave your heart to God, this is what she said. If you just get down with God, she said, if you just really get down with God, she said, there's nothing you can't do. She said, I believe there's nothing you can't do. And she was saying that based off her observation of me thinking that I was very talented, I was unique, you know, so she was just making an observation. And then she kind of followed it up with, you know, what she thought was the best way to do that. And so how she's been taught, like, you know, if you have this kind of support, if you have this kind of support, then surely all those gifts and the things that I see about you would definitely manifest, like you'd be victorious in everything that you did. Uh-oh, somebody says they can't hear anything. Can anybody hear me? Text me if you can hear me, because somebody's saying they can't hear me. Can hear me. Okay, so, okay, maybe it's just this person's. Okay, thank you. And all right, so basically, and I love the fact that she said that, because it was kind of like, if you just have that anchoring, right, everything in you will blossom and nothing can stop you, and you can do anything, right? But I knew exactly what she was talking about. When she said it, I knew exactly what she was talking about. And I didn't take it like subscribe to a religion. I didn't take it as such. I took it as connect yourself to God, to the forces, you know, over everything, to even to yourself, like connect yourself to yourself. And that's how I took it. That's how I took it. I felt like what she was trying to convey, she meant it that way. However, I know for sure that she does believe, like, you know, you need to be saved, you got to go to heaven and stuff like that. So, but that moved me because I knew exactly what she was referring to. So this call is about that. It's about everything that you are, whomever you are, what you feel you're here to do on earth, or even if you don't know what that is, even if you want to find that out. But for you to get the best that you can out of your life that you have by surrendering and giving your heart to God. Now, let's discuss what that's going to mean for us in these classes. So, and by the way, remember we're doing tonight. Tonight's class is not going to be long and drawn out. We're going to go for an hour, and then we're going to do tomorrow. So what does that mean for us? It means that the reason why I did this class is because I feel like if there is ever a time to be all of who you can be, to exercise all of who you are, and to make powerful moves, you know, based off of the calendars, the years, the seasons, the eras that our ancestors been through, where we are now and stuff. I feel like this is the time to kick it in high gear in a good way and access all of you. And first we have to look at why we may not be connecting, right? So why we may not be connecting, or why can't I access all of me? First, we have to understand that when we did give our life to God, regardless of if we did it the Christian way, we have to look at what are we connected to? What did I give my life to? What did I subscribe to give this as an example? But I also want you all to write down what you could be doing and what you could be connected to and put a value on that. Like, is that doing something for you? And then what can you replace that with? Because if we can pull out some things, then who we are inside and that power that's been suppressed come out, and not only come out, but actually feel good. We can actually feel good about that connection. Some people are scared to feel good about their connection. So first we have to look at what are we connected to and why. Look at the value. Is this really doing me any good? How does this enhance my life? How does this take away from my life? We're going to go back. Let's go back. Let's think about how the influences are in the world and what we gave our life to, right, what we connected to. And remember, we're doing this in the framework of altar call. You know, when you go up to the altar, you say, I don't want to be a sin no more. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. You know, I feel guilty. You know, I don't want to do these things no more, right? So that's altar call, right? You feel convicted, and you want something better. You don't want to do certain things no more. So there are certain things that you give up. So what we want to do is we want to look at what are we connected to. So let's address this first, the general world and who we are. So, and make sure if you can't hear me and stuff like that, text me, let me know you can still hear me and everything is clear. So let's say we got the hood. So let's say you grew up in the hood. And in the hood on your side of town, there's a tremendous amount of colorful candies, snacks, and drinks. So someone thought that it would be okay to say, let's put red 40, yellow number 5, and all these chemicals in candy. Let's make them look bright, and there might even be metals in them and stuff like that. Let's, you know, and even baby formula. Let's put it in baby formula. Let's put metals in baby formula. Let's put cane, Blitz malt or bull, you know, what is it, malt liquor, bull. Let's put these things in this environment. And then let's talk about the school system. Let's put, we're going to use a number 2 pencil. Who came with it? What's important about the number 2 pencil? So we got to do the number 2, and we're going to write on paper, and we're going to learn mathematics, English in this way. And apparently school then was so people can get factory jobs. You were, you know, being educated to get a factory job. And so I don't know what we're being educated for now, but I know we was being educated, you know, factory jobs, coal mines, and all that kind of stuff, all that old stuff. So let's look at the things that we do, such as what we eat. We were told the food list. So we were told a glass of milk. We were told cheese. We were told beef and a slice of cake and lean meats and turkey and chicken, all this stuff. And that was our food pyramid. But who told us to do that? Who told us, who said, let's put these on the food pyramid and make everybody eat this? We all know that folks have gotten heart cholesterol, you know, heart problems, high cholesterol, hypertension, and we all eating the same stuff. Now, the question is, if we have participated in these, let's say, candies, the red 40, yellow number 5, the drinks that have caramel color added to it and all these additives and stuff like that to make you addictive. We subscribe to certain school systems. We subscribe to the churches. And who started that? What beings or what entities, what kind of consciousness started all of these things? Think about who, like, what kind of consciousness came up with this? Because these things are not good for us. They're not healthy for us. So who started it? And then you create like a whole slew of people and they do these things. They eat the same things over and over again. So who started that? What beings or what entity said that this is what we should do? We can say now when we know better, oh, well, I'm vegan now, or I do this, or I don't really have as much candy now or whatever. So we can say that we've kind of cut certain things off. Maybe we still do things, you know, according to what those beings taught us to do. But my point is that when we cannot touch ourselves, like connect with ourselves, when we cannot get down with God or completely surrender and give our hearts to God, give our hearts to our higher self, why is that? Because we are directly connected to those beings that said, hey, trash, take drugs, be an alcoholic. Be conditioned in these schools where you really, you know, we're squashing your brain. You know, don't think out of the box. Focus on this. Focus on materialism or whatever. So the thing is, it's not necessarily at this point, it is the candy and so on and so forth, but it's the entities or those particular beings that said, here, something wrong with smoking some cigarettes. We put a little caution label on it, so let's put that all out in the market and everything, and next minute you're smoking cigarettes. It's okay, right? So we want to be conscious as to what are we connected to. So every time I'm eating some ho-ho candies and I'm drinking maybe a beer, some malt liquor or whatever I'm doing, I'm actually connected to something, an influence that said, hey, this is what you should do. Because our natural God body is connected to minerals. We don't have any minerals in the candy, not really. See, y'all understand what I'm saying, so just text me, let me know if you get what I'm saying, because what you're going to have to do is you want to list the things that you do that you don't want to do anymore, just like altar call. Maybe certain things that you eat, maybe you want to get stricter with what you eat. Maybe it's a certain attitude that you have or something like that. But you want to be able to make sure that you understand things that you do are actually linked to beings, a collective consciousness, something that was conscious. They said, hey, do this, do this. Let's put out a whole bunch of sex. Let's make children have sex early. But you know what I'm saying? So it's just not things. So if we look at it like, oh, it's just, you know, some fries here or there, or it's just some fake food here or there. It's just some fake food. You know, I just saw something on carrots. It's just some fake food. All of those things is what causes the separation between you and God. All of those things is what keeps you separated from accessing who you are, your fullest potential. Those are the things that keep, you know, what if somebody says this, or I can't be the best, and all that stuff comes from that. So a lot of times we go through therapy, we get readings, we do all this stuff, and we still can't quite make a breakthrough. But it's because we haven't exercised the consciousness that is inside of us that is causing the separation. Everything is connected. If I gave all of you flowers, just like I gave you your spiritual bath, you'll get your spiritual bath. If I gave you flowers, you're connected to me. When you look at those flowers, you're like, I remember Damaris gave me these flowers. Or Damaris gave me this spiritual bath or whatever. Like, no matter what the spiritual bath does for you, you got it from me. I'm the puppet master behind the spiritual bath. We connected. So then imagine, now, I'm not giving you flowers on a regular basis. I'm not giving you spiritual baths on a regular basis. But imagine you eating something that you never should have ate to begin with on a regular basis. You then become the person who told you to do it. Am I clear? Does that make sense? I need to hear from y'all. Let me know if that makes sense. Nobody ain't texting. Let me go look at my text. Can y'all hear me? Hello? Let me know if that makes sense. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, put in your mouth and what's in your head on a regular basis when you are giving your heart to God. So only because we're talking about, so you don't want to be obsessive and whatever. But if I'm eating something that is not good for me, I'm drinking something that's not good for me, I'm talking to somebody that's not good for me, I'm not, trace it back and understand that there is an entity of sorts, a consciousness connected to it that is now connected to you, and is now, that now lives with you. So then when you make decisions on who to date, who to have sex with, who to work for, general how to live your life, it's not just you. It's not just you making that decision. It's a collective. It's you. And whatever, whoever that being is, that being that you constantly eat or constantly, you know, connect yourself with or whatever, there's something out there. So you're not all of who you are. So then when it comes down to completely giving yourself to God, it's difficult to do because there's an intruder. There's someone there that taught you how to live and taught you how to tear your body down, tear your consciousness down. So all this information that we're receiving in the age of Aquarius, the age of Pisces, receiving all this information, and, you know, they're saying, oh, if you eat this or you fat, you're able to open up your pineal gland, you're able to be intuitive, you're able to, you know, do all these almost supernatural things. And it's interesting because a lot of children are coming here very wise and smart and kind of Johnny on the spot about a lot of stuff. That information is definitely valid, and we already know it, you know, that if I purge, if I cleanse, or what, all of a sudden I feel different. When you fast, you break out, you're breaking out, you might catch a cold, you might get a lot of mucus, because your body is putting out all that crap, but it's pushing out that actual entity. It's pushing out that consciousness that had you eating the stuff in the first place that told you this is what to eat. So we have been what you want to say or what how you want to look at it is that, in a way, your life has been hacked. Your life has been hacked. So then when you go to your own personal altar, when you go to altar call, and you start crying, say, I want to get rid of this, I want to get rid of this. So then you know exactly what you're getting rid of. And I feel that if we are aware of it in such a way, then as we do find ourselves exercising discipline, it'll be easier to do and it'll be easier to connect yourself with the God in you. And to be honest, I feel if you feel like there's a God in the sky somewhere, I feel like you'll be able to connect. If you feel like that's what it is, I feel like you'll be able to connect with that one. There is another puppet master behind the scenes, a collective consciousness that intentionally tries to close your mind, close your third eye, close your mind, shut down your body intentionally. So, nah, it's not just a piece of candy. It's not. It's just not, you know, oh, it's just not porn. Oh, it's just some porn. Oh, it's just candy. It's just a piece of pork chop every now and then. No, it's not. That is connected to a collective consciousness that wants to keep you separated from God. Somebody wrote, yes, it makes perfect sense. It's the energy that drives the thoughts and how we perceive things. Exactly. What I would like you to do, part one, is to write down what you really feel, even when it comes down to relationships, who you choose, what is behind that? Because what's happening is we find ourselves, we're thinking that we're making this decision, this executive decision. I made a decision to go out and get A, B, and no, you didn't. You didn't make that executive decision. I want to list these things I want to list something very quickly before I forget. When we give our heart to God, meaning we're connecting to all things so that we can be the best people that we can be, I want to state, and this is going to be very quick, but I want to state that one of the most, I would say the most important mineral inside of you, so we're talking about God, right? We're talking about God. We're talking about being a super being. We're talking about nutrient. We're talking about connecting to the earth, connecting to outside the universe, these minerals and frequencies. So I want to say the number one mineral is I want to give my heart to God. I want to give my heart to God. I want to give my heart to my highest self. I want to be the best person I can be. One of the first things that you can connect with is the mineral iron. A lot of people are deficient of iron. A lot of people say they have been anemic. If we want to give ourselves to God, let's give ourselves to iron, connect with iron. Iron carries life. It's oxygen. Iron carries oxygen and magnetic. It's like a magnet. So if we have enough iron inside of us, then that iron is going to actually connect and magnetize all the other minerals that the body requires. So when we talk about being a God and connecting to God and giving our heart to God, giving our lives to God, think about iron. Am I making sense? So then as we then began to use the energy, the life, the breath, God, right? When we begin to use it, we can use it 100% when we have it within us. So you want to make a connection with iron. Yellow dot root. Write that down. Yellow dot. Yellow dot. D-O-T. D-O-C-K. Yellow dot root. Iron. That's a good herb for iron that has oxygen. Burdock root. Burdock root. B-U-R-D-O-C-K. Burdock root. That's iron. Oxygen. That's God. That's life. Not red 40, yellow number 5. Not malt liquor. Right? Burdock root. Yellow dot. There's a herb, lily of the valley, if you can find that. Also, I always recommend, I should have, everybody that's on here, I probably at some point recommended, I say sarsaparilla, sarsaparilla. That's great for your blood, get you good with iron. So whatever you do during this process and this consciousness, this place of I want to be the best I can be, I want to be able to connect with what I'm supposed to connect with. I want the best, what's in me, to come up and to stretch out, right? Iron, you got to think about who you are as an actual God. Am I making sense? Does that make sense? So then when you have oxygen, iron in your system, that's the core of all of who you are, oxygen, right? And then that, when people say, oh, I need more vitamin C, I need more vitamin D, my doctor said I needed more vitamin D, my nails are chipping, or whatever you can come up with, you got to go straight back to iron. Because if you had enough iron, you would actually absorb every nutrient that you actually need. So look at it like iron, the God of iron. Look at it like the God of iron. That's the magnet. That's the oxygen. And then if I got enough iron, then when I take magnesium, when I take all these other things, I'm going to actually absorb it. So if I say, oh, I'm not absorbing iodine for whatever reason, or I'm not absorbing my nutrients, the doctor said I had autoimmune, you got to go to iron. So all those herbs that I listed, start making your teas and drinking them, start taking the herbs and speaking to your God body. When you take those particular herbs of mantra, some type of affirmation about how much you love yourself, how much you love God, how much you love the God in you, how much you love God, how much you love nature, how much you love yourself. Affirm your godliness every time you take iron, every time you drink those teas, those herbs. Does that make sense? Can be a game changer. So imagine if somebody would have taught us that before they taught us about red 40 and yellow number 5 and caramel color and fruit toast. Am I making sense? Okay. So I wanted to mention that. And then let's move on. I did a collective body scan of everybody that was going to be on the call. And in the body scan, I wanted to ask this question. I said, collectively, like who, you know, everybody that's on the call, who we are, what is separating us from God? If we had to get rid of some things, what do we need to get rid of if we were having an altar call, if we were surrendering and giving our heart to God? What would we need to give up? That was the question. And you know what the body scan shows? high expectations of others, having expectations of others, getting our feelings hurt. So put write down feelings hurt, expectations of others, and then having resentment. Because of those things, it's causing us to be blurry. We have blurred vision with how we really want to have relationships here on the planet, and not relationships with someone specifically, but even a better relationship with ourselves so we can connect with the relationships and build a relationship that we want here on the planet. So what is separating us, patience of others, getting our feelings hurt, being disappointed, and because of that, having resentment, and that is creating the fog, which is not letting us connect as people here on the planet that here we are trying to connect and build. I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to, you know, oh, every time I try to build this business, I can't even get anybody to work for me. Everything's going to go back to us and the disconnect that we have as it relates to relationship build. I can't seem to find the right partner. Every partner I find, they just want to drain me and use me up and play games or whatever. It goes back to what kind of relationship are we building with ourselves? And it shows that we're blurred as far as relationship building. We are blurred because of having expectations of others and they let us down, our feelings becoming hurt, and resentment. Does that make sense? Can you guys text me? Let me know. You can hear me and everything is good. So your assignment and others, you can list there again. I said when I opened up the call, be real transparent and clear with yourself. Now, let's trace the expectations back. Let's trace the hurt feelings back, the resentment. Let's trace that back. Who's the puppet master over those things? You can't say, oh, well, you know, that's just how I am. I have high expectations of people. That's just how I am. Wrong. Because when we give our hearts to God or we give our hearts to our higher self and we are connecting to all things, we're connecting to the universe, we are connecting in its totality. So if we are whole, if we are holistic people and we connect, we're connecting with all things and we understand that, then we're not having resentment. We're not getting stuck on resentment. We're not getting stuck on hurt feelings. We're not getting stuck on having high expectations of others. Because we see the whole picture. We see as God sees. We see from a bird's eye view. We see from our heart. We're able to see every aspect. So if I'm able to actually see holistically and being able to see and understand holistically, I'm not going to have high expectations of others. And I'm definitely not going to have expectations of others than walking around with a, you know, a hurt butt, you know, hurt feelings, because they won't do what I think they should do or how I think they should act. When we trace it back, the expectations, the hurt feelings, the resentment, all these different emotions that we could have had that can be stopping us, when we trace it back, who's the puppet master? Where does it come from? You got to be able to take it back, because the idea is to be your pure self. Doesn't mean that hurt feelings don't exist and high expectations. Doesn't mean that all that doesn't exist. Maybe not. It may not exist for you anymore. So we're talking about operating as a super being. we're talking about having a full understanding, and as soon as the old feeling comes up of resentment or hatred or jealousy or envy or having these high expectations and hurt feelings, we can acknowledge them and send them back where they go, and we can continue to be delivered, 100% delivered. Fully then develop our personal relationship with God without the hack, without the intruder. How can I be pure? How can I be pure in my mind? So that as I'm pure, then my kundalini is rising, my chakras are there, you know, everything is aligned, you know, I'm living life. I'm accepting of things, but most importantly, I'm full accepting of myself. And some teachings will teach you, oh, you know, you have to love yourself despite the fact that you did these things and you were selfish at one time and you were, I guess, a sinner or whatever. But this is the thing, and I'm not shifting blame. That wasn't you. You cannot fully accept something about yourself that wasn't true. This is the part that's not working. It was a completely another consciousness that set you up. Definitely not saying you're not supposed to take the blame and just blame. I'm not saying that. I want you to be fully clear as to where things are coming from. Because if you own it and claim it, you're blocking your connectivity. If you own it and claim something that was not your idea and that was not your energy to begin with, how can you then connect to the purity and who you are and then experience all of your gifts coming out and you're using them effortlessly? How can you do that when you're owning up to something that's not even you? Oh, you know, my mom would, you know, when I was little, my mom said that I always had this little selfish streak. I was always selfish. Really? I don't know. Are y'all following me? Text me to let me know you're following me. So your homework tonight is, write down where your expectations come from, your hurt feelings, trace it back. And then when you trace it back to a person, trace it back to see where they got it from. If you can, just keep tracing. When they say go down the rabbit hole, then all you're going to do is trace it back to the groups of people, these groups of people who started these systems. These systems of enslaving your third eye, enslaving your body, hijacking your stomach, hijacking your digestive system. And again, we're not blaming, we're just being clear. So that you're not owning up to something that was never you. It's a good example of it. I know babies right now, children right now. A lot of my clients have babies and children right now. Put a chicken to their face. They don't want the chicken. So they're resisting. They're putting their hand and turning their head against the intruder that infected you. They don't want it. Put a piece of candy up to their face. Some of them don't want it. They don't want the infection. And these are the ones that are connected close to God. These are the ones that are able to use all of their energy and almost run circles around us. They don't want the informant living in them. They don't want the enemy living inside of them. They don't want that. They want to be free and be all that they can be. Several children out there like that now. They don't want to touch no mess. I had a client the other day. She said her son, and I had made a joke about it. She said, oh, my son said that. Because I was saying how everybody on TikTok, She said her son said it. Her three-year-old told her, Mom, I think that's enough TikTok now. Three. He don't want the BS. He don't want the mind control. He's not trying to fit in. He doesn't want the enemy living inside. So when we really give ourselves up, if we give ourselves up to God, we give our hearts to God, we surrender to our higher self. That's a rebirth. We pure. We don't want the enemy living inside. So understand, when you make moves and when you make decisions, it is not all you. There's somebody else there doing it. Can't be hard on yourself and just give in and be like, oh, it's not, you know, it's just not, it's just who I've been. Or I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like that. You can't say that anymore. In 2022, you do know why. You have the enemy that's living inside of you. And this enemy has been making connections to you for a very long time, by the way of your mom, by the way of your dad, by the way of media, by the way of your grandparents. They've been making connections for a long time. Again, not blaming. We got to see things clearly so that when we do say, I'm surrendering, we know what we're surrendering. We know what we're clearing out of our system so that we can make full contact with ourselves and our powers and our abilities. So tonight, your homework is this. We're wrapping up. Tonight, your homework is this. Write your name down and write all of the things that you do that you know does not serve you, including your attitude. We already know about unhappiness, resentment. Go ahead and write down some foods that you eat. If you eating fake foods and with chemicals and red number 5 and yellow 4, you know, if you just write all that down. The things that you are consciously aware of now, write it down. Then you're tracing it back, and as you're tracing it back to where it came from, you want to just say, I don't want it no more. I don't want it no more. I don't want it no more. To see where it's blocking you. It'll come. Look to see what is happening to you because of these things that you're connected with, having high expectations. Well, that's connected to being disappointed all the time. But you have to live a life of just being disappointed if you have expectations of people and they're walking around possessed just like you are. So look at where it's blocking you. And it shows that our heart is blocked, that we are keeping a hardness around us because we're not making connection. We're not trusting. Better understanding of the energy that's inside of you. Not you. The energy that's inside of you. It's a difference. So the reality is that you weren't born a sinner. You were not born a sinner, if that makes sense. Things that are there again, a life hack, things that have been infected, things that have been, you know, put on people. And they felt like they didn't have any options, so they went down in that way. Unconsciously, when we go into a store and we look at all the goodies and all the stuff out there, we don't say who. Unless we're into like a natural health food store or we're into a place where we know our friends and so on and so forth. But if we go into Publix, I'm not thinking about who came up with this caramel color and yellow number 5 in this fake food. And I may not be thinking about that. I might just be focusing on like, well, let me make sure I get this or let me make sure I get that. So the trick is to you. By getting rid of the tricks, by understanding where things come from, if that makes sense. So that is your homework tonight. And it's all going to make sense. tonight for tomorrow's class. Tomorrow we're going to go longer. Tomorrow we're going to go longer. I hope you're going to be on the call because we're going to go through most likely a little ritual and things of that nature. But I hope that what you got from this class is understanding that the things in you, it's a living consciousness that's connected to someone else, to another group of conscious people who are doing things intentionally. It's not random. So although these factories that are producing candy and potato, all this stuff, it seems like, oh, let me, but it all started and it has a very long history of someone behind the scenes who is now living inside of us. And then make sure you do the exercise with your, you want to get some of that iron. All of us need it. We all need the iron, especially now. So then we'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, 7:30. But expect to be on the call a little bit longer. Somebody says, do we start the bath tonight? No. Nope. Tonight, just take your time and go ahead and write out your life. Write your life out tonight. You know, and dissect yourself. And then understand so you're not confused, so you're not rubbing your head and wondering why this and why that, or why can't I get it together? Why do I always do this? Why do I always choose the same person? Why do I always find myself disappointed? Why can't I get up in the morning the way that I want to? And the answer for that is that you're not alone. You're not alone. You are connected to a consciousness, an energy that doesn't want you to see and that doesn't want you to live. And that's fine. We're not going to trip. We're not tripping on that. Remember, we're looking at clarity. We're just being clear. So there again, we're not owning something that's not ours. Because if you own it and it's not yours, you become that. You become them. You become more of them. So then when they tell you to do something that doesn't even feel right for you to do, you'll do it anyway. Supposed to do. You're like, why did I even date that person? Why did I even, what was I thinking? No, it wasn't you thinking. It was that consciousness that's living in you. It's the traitor, the enemy that's in you that's thinking. That wouldn't be you. And depending on if you ate a whole bunch of pasta with cheese and grits and bottom feeders and all this other kind of stuff, that definitely wasn't you that made those decisions. Some of y'all might regret that you took this call because this is truly, and you can apply this later in life. You don't be forced to apply it now. Truly giving your heart, what we're talking about tonight is truly giving your heart to God. Truly recognizing what has taken place, what is separating you from God, from your higher self. And this is a giant step so then you can be clear. It's not me. This is not naturally me. So then you don't have to feel ashamed, clear about it. So then you can have greater compassion for yourself and then make different moves so you can connect with your higher self. Some people don't feel like they deserve it. Isn't that sad? Some people feel like they literally don't deserve a good life or they don't want to see. But they have so much of the enemy inside of them, that's how they feel. Because they feel like how they feeling like who the enemy actually is. Anybody who is going to trick somebody and say, hey, let's make macaroni and cheese and put children on the box. That's so diabolical and evil. knowing that it's not healthy, knowing that it's going to cause a mucus and snot and cold. Let's put metal in baby food. I know all of y'all on here wouldn't make those decisions consciously. We know that sugar gets people high. It's like a drug. Let's make a whole bunch of sugary stuff, and then let's make it real bright colors so it can be attractive, and they can just eat it up and just be sick. Would y'all do that on purpose? If you have the ability to, is that something that you would do, knowing that millions of people are going to eat it and get sick? Would you do that? So you're separating yourself from that type of consciousness. Clear the actions and who you've been and the fear, all that is not you. That's why when people say, this is all an illusion and stuff like that, I agree with it from that aspect. When people talk about life and it's just all an illusion or whatever, if we're looking at it this way, it definitely is, because it's like we're living a life and it's not even us living it. So this is the first step to giving your heart to God, so you can understand who the opposition is, and it's not you. Who the beast is that's in you, and it's not you. The self-doubt, that's not you. The fear, that's not you. The anger and none of that is you. Naturally, it's not you. Am I making sense? So we're wrapping up the call. Do your homework and kind of freestyle and see what else you come up with and what else you need to purge. And I'm not saying that you just got to purge and I got to stop right now from eating, you know, ho-ho cakes or something. Stop right now from eating those Jolly Ranchers. I'm just asking you to recognize that when you do, it's connected to a specific consciousness. And this consciousness does not want you to win. So then sometimes you behave as if you don't want you to win. Sometimes you choose not to see something about a person or a situation because you're self-sabotaging and something in you don't want you to win. That's why. This is the first step. Have a great night. Do your homework. We're going to connect tomorrow. The call is going to be longer tomorrow, so be prepared. And we're going to go in. So have a good night. Thanks again for joining the class. And we're going to talk. Thank you. And we're going to talk tomorrow evening. All right? Peace and love. Good night.